The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
It's Monday, April 18th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. More states and school districts are making moves to address the mental health of children, but there are some parents and activists that are pushing back, saying school officials are acting in inappropriate roles and pushing progressive thinking. A lot of this stems from people wanting more parental rights in education. Caitlin Owens, healthcare reporter at Axios, joins us for how kids' mental health could be America's next culture war. Thanks for joining us, Caitlin.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about our kids' mental health right now. It's becoming a big focal point, especially after the pandemic, when we saw a lot of things happening, you know, remote learning, the isolation. There was a ton going on. So states and school districts right now are moving to address their mental health, but we're getting some pushback from parents and activists on one side of the things. They're saying that they could be indoctrinating students into progressive thinking. We've seen laws passed in Florida and Texas talking about kids and what should be taught there. It really could be this next moment for a culture war type thing. We already saw it play out with mask mandates and all this other things during schools. So Caitlin, tell us a little bit more about this focus on mental health now.
So let's just start with kind of the problem. So, obviously, kids' mental health is not great right now. And I think that experts are, you know, they're hesitant about saying that the pandemic made it worse because things were already bad. The pandemic certainly made some measures of children's mental health worse, but it also might have helped others improve. But the point is, I think that, you know, it's indisputable that the pandemic has kind of shone this spotlight on children's mental health and the fact that for years now, everything's been trending in the wrong direction for kids. So I think that's kind of, you know, defining the problem. And so then big picture, what we're seeing is a lot of momentum around solutions. And one of those areas is school-based mental health care and kind of social emotional support. And, you know, just because I think there's widespread acknowledgement that, you know, what can start as maybe bullying or stress about grades, that can't be separated from some of these more, you know, very serious mental health conditions such as being suicidal or self-harm. You know, it's a real spectrum here. And so I think that experts look at schools as a great intervention point. And so you're seeing a lot of effort to kind of shore up what services and supports schools offer children. And you're seeing that both at the state level, the school district level. But then kind of in a minority, as far as I can tell, of places, you're seeing some pushback there, specifically to one form of, you know, mental health support that right. We can talk about more. But right. And, you know, I think as you said, it's getting kind of pulled into these school culture wars.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it makes sense for some of this to occur at schools, right? That's probably where children spend the most amount of time outside of their homes. And, you know, sometimes that's the home life they're trying to escape or right there. The source could be the home. But to your point, also, the source could also be school. So it is kind of a catch-22 there. It's hard to go. But this is where kids are spending a lot of their time. You know, what we saw in a lot of other states, let's say Florida, right, with one of their latest bills that they passed. It was a parental rights bill. So a lot of these things end up being swept up under that umbrella. Parental rights. We have the right to raise our children the way we want to. And yes, they could use mental health services, but we don't want you teaching them, you know, X, Y, and Z. So a lot of these conversations, a lot of the pushback ends up revolving around that.
Exactly. Right. And so, you know, I think it's from what I understand, I think, and I'm sure it's different in different places. But so one thing that's happening here is something called social emotional learning. And this is just kind of a process that's been used in schools for years to teach kids things like self-control, self-awareness, empathy, relational skills. But, you know, there's specific pushback against that because, A, I think, you know, some parents are concerned about the school kind of being the one to convey values to their children instead of them. And then, you know, specifically around what those values are, where I think, you know, there's fear of progressive indoctrination and links with critical race theory and talking about different racial discrimination issues. And so I think, you know, critical race theory has been such a, it's like a hot button issue.
Yeah.
And I think that you're seeing the social emotional learning, at least in some places. And I do get the sense it is a minority. This is not everywhere. It's not to the scale that critical race theory is. But they're kind of getting folded in together, and parents are saying, wait a minute, like, schools are not the place for my child to be getting their values from. But on the other hand, you know, and I think just as you pointed out, you know, one study showed that over half of teenagers reported emotional abuse by a parent or another adult in their home recently, which means that, you know, as you said, school can be an important alternative to home life.
Definitely. And, you know, to your point about how this maybe could be a minority, the pushback on a lot of this, there are a lot of states that are moving to help in the mental health care realm.
I guess
22 states have enacted laws that support these types of things, and both red and blue-led states. So it's not like this is all a Democratic thing or a Republican thing. But there are those pockets, right, where the pushback has been going on. But yeah, I mean, it's throughout the pandemic, we saw these culture wars kind of play out with the mask wearing and even the vaccine stuff, like I said. So this could be that next extension. We're going into midterms. You know, unfortunately, politics plays such a big role in this. We're going into the midterms now. And that parents' right issue, that notion is so huge. And it just kind of weaves its way through pretty much everything happening at schools.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. This is an extension of parental rights and, you know, how that clashes with the role of schools. And yeah, there's big disagreements here. But I do want to emphasize, as you just did, that the vast majority of states are taking action to help kids with mental health. And, you know, I think a big part of that was coronavirus relief funding. You know, when you look at breakdowns of how school districts are spending that money, a lot of it is going towards mental health, including social emotional learning curriculum. But then also hugely hiring more mental health professionals in schools. So guidance counselors, school psychologists, you see states doing things like teacher trainings and how to, I don't know, identify basically, you know, concerning trends within children. So, you know, that's where the vast majority of the momentum is. And I don't want that to get lost. But yeah, you are starting to see these things. And I think sometimes, you know, as we saw with critical race theory, sometimes these different forms of protest can be contagious. And so while I don't predict the future, I think this is something to keep an eye on going forward.
Caitlin Owens, healthcare reporter at Axios, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.